What's going on, everybody? America Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Week 9 Upset Alert picks. We got our top five. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Check out the description for links to our shop, podcast, website, Patreon page, and our College Football Roundup channel. We just had a new episode of the podcast come out yesterday. So make sure you guys go check that out. I'll put a card for it right here. Also, the shop, go check it out. We got some new merch lines coming out, so go check all of that stuff out. Get a t-shirt, get a coffee cup, whatever, but go check the store out. Let's go ahead and jump in to today's video. So we got our upset alerts for week 9 and game number 5 that we got. We got our top 5 upset alerts of this week. Number 5 is BYU at Texas. This is a game Quinn Ewers is not going to play in. So it's definitely a game that Texas is not going to be at their best. You look for Texas the last two games for them. They had a bye week mixed in between the two, but they lost to Oklahoma 34-30. They barely escaped at Houston last week, 31-24. Houston, questionable call on third down, said he didn't get the line to gain. They're at like the 11-yard line of Texas, and they don't get it on fourth down either, and Texas holds out and wins. When you look at BYU, they've had kind of an up-and-down season. They're 5-2 overall, 2-2 in the conference, but not an up-and-down season, an up-and-down last five. Beat Arkansas 38-31, lost to Kansas 38-27, beat Cincinnati 35-27, lost to TCU 44-11, and beat Texas Tech 27-14. So kind of back and forth in there for them. But they are 2-2 in the Big 12. Maybe they can get another conference win right here. I think that this is definitely a game that they have a possibility of getting a win. And the thing for me, though, is that it's going to take a lot to beat them even still, because they still have some talent. You're going to have to find a way to stop Brooks on the ground. 128 carries, 825 yards, 6 touchdowns. Going to have to find a way to stop Xavier Worthy, because Texas still got some guys at quarterback. So you got to be able to stop Worthy. 40 catches, 545 yards, 4 touchdowns. You look at the ESPN matchup predictor. It has BYU with a 5.1% chance to win this game. I think they have more of a chance than that, but my confidence level on a scale of 10 of BYU winning this game is, I mean, probably a 2. I mean, Malik Murphy came in last week. He looked really good. He looked really good. So this is going to be a moment for him. You know, I think that he's definitely a valuable quarterback to have as a backup. I think he's a guy that can definitely do something with this offense. I don't think the offense is going to have to change much. He's obviously not as good as Quinn Ewers, but he's not just a huge drop off either. But yeah, so I think BYU has a shot. Do I think it happens? No. Again, my confidence in BYU is about at a 2. Next up, next game for us, we got Kansas and we got Oklahoma. This is a game that has been close over the last few years. You know, Oklahoma has barely escaped. I remember back with Caleb Williams, you know, with Caleb Williams, that was the play where Kansas was about to beat him with Jason Bean. And Caleb Williams stole the ball out of his running back's hands and ran it for, I believe, a first down. And that's what kind of won it for him. But these last 2 years, it's been close. That year, they won 35-23. And then in 2022, they beat them 52-42. So it's Lance Leopold has kept it close. He has. Lance Leopold's kept it close for him. Both years he's played him, lost by 12 the first time, 10 the second time. So we'll see if they're able to do something with this, kind of make this a game. I think that they could. I think Jason Bean is a quarterback who's, you know, he's not going to win you a football game, but he's not going to go out and lose one. So, I mean, you really got to count on Oklahoma to kind of hurt themselves. But this is at Kansas. It's a shame Jalen Daniels won't be able to play in this one, because He would have gave Kansas a great shot at upsetting Oklahoma, a great shot. But Bean still hasn't been bad. 913 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. You look at Gabriel on the other side, 2,131 yards, 19 touchdowns, and 3 picks. You look at the total yards for these offenses, both of them averaging over 440. Kansas at 443, Oklahoma at 496. And both defenses, like Kansas defense allowing 396, Oklahoma's allowing 360. So, I mean, there's going to be some offense. In a shootout, I trust Oklahoma more just because Kansas has Jason Bean. But I do think it'll be a similar score, similar game to last year's game. But I am – my confidence level in Kansas for this one out of 10, I would say is a 4. I feel like they could be able to do it. They definitely have the coach to do it. It's just, you know, there's still just such a big gap between Jason Bean and Jalen Daniels. So that's where it sits for me. But yeah, let's go on to our next game. At number 3, we got Georgia, Florida. Florida has a 14.8% chance to win this game, according to ESPN's FPI. I think it's got to be a little bit higher than that. No Brock Bowers. I think it's got to be higher than that. You got Florida. They're coming in. They're 5-2. You win this game, you're bowl eligible. It's going to be a tougher stretch for you on the rest of the way down the season. So you definitely want to go ahead and try and get a win here, and go ahead and get that bowl win. Maybe hit 7 wins. You look at what they have coming up. They got Georgia this week. Then they get Arkansas. Then it's on the road to LSU, on the road to Missouri, Florida State at home. So it's going to be tough road ahead for them. I still think they can get that 6th win at Arkansas, but you definitely want to try and get a steal one here. And I think it's possible. It's a rivalry game. There's no Brock Bowers for Georgia. He's out. You're coming off a pretty good few wins here. I think Florida's in a pretty decent spot. Obviously, they had an easier front end of the schedule, but I think that it's going to be one that they can pull off and win. Now, my confidence level for this one, it's not how confident am I in Florida. It's how confident am I in Georgia. And, you know, my confidence in Georgia is to handle business, do what they need to do, is about a 7.5 and 8. I think Georgia can do what they need to do. Personally, I think that Georgia wins this game by, 14, 17, 20 points. But, when looking at upsets, it's a real possibility that Florida could have this football. This is a football game 3.5 quarters into it. So, I'm going with this one as number 3. I don't think it will happen, but it's definitely a real possibility. Number 2, we got Colorado going on the road to number 23, UCLA. ESPN's FPI gives them a 15.8% chance to win this game. I kind of agree with that one. I think this is going to be a game where, UCLA's offense, they kind of sputter out at times. You look at Dante Moore, only 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, to 7 picks. You look at Steele, their running back, he's ran for 600 yards and 6 touchdowns. But it's just something to watch here. It's not necessarily going to be just an easy ride for UCLA. Colorado is going to put some points on the board. They look at the problem is Colorado is the most one-dimensional team in college football. 346 pass yards a game, 86 rush yards a game. You look at Dylan Edwards, their leading rusher on the season, 54 carries, 250 yards, a touchdown. We're 7 games in and your leading rusher has 250 yards. Not only that, he only has 54 carries. So, Colorado's a team that is not going to be ready to really go after the run game and try and establish that. But Sanders has been great. Shedeur Sanders has been great. 219 of 303, 2,420 yards, 21 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. So, I mean, he's looking good. He's over a 66% completion percentage. And so I think that the Colorado definitely has a chance here. It's a night game at UCLA. I think the biggest thing is can UCLA consistently keep that? Offense working, because that is the only problem for them is that, you know, sometimes that offense will sputter out. My confidence in Colorado going into this one, I'm giving them a three. You know, I just it's a three, but then again, my confidence in UCLA to do what they need to do is also about a five and a half. So that's why I have this one at number two. I'm not as much confident in Colorado, but I'm less confident in UCLA. I think Colorado has the offense. I don't know if Colorado's offensive line and defensive lines are going to stand up. But if UCLA starts sputtering on offense, Moore throws a pick or two, you know, you could have a game out there in the Rose Bowl. Now, number one, we got Tennessee at Kentucky. This is a game that is going to be the primetime game for ESPN, 7 o'clock on ESPN. This is going to be a good one for sure. And to me, I don't understand the reasoning behind Kentucky only having a 29% chance to win. I think they've definitely got more than that. I think what's going to happen in this game is it's going to come down to the team that wins the line of scrimmage. Whoever wins the line of scrimmage is going to be the team that wins. I think for whichever running back runs for more, Ray Davis or Wright for Tennessee, whichever one runs for more yards, I think is probably going to be the winner here. I mean, that's just, you know, Jalen Wright, 91 carries, 593 yards, one touchdown. You look at Ray Davis, on the other hand, 111 carries, 781 yards, eight touchdowns. Both quarterbacks kind of similar. Leary's thrown for about 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns, seven picks. Joe Milton, on the other hand, about 1,500 yards, 12 touchdowns, four picks. So these teams are pretty even as far as the quarterbacks go. Tennessee's defense a little bit better than Kentucky's defense, but Kentucky's rushing defense is better than Tennessee's defense, and that's going to be the one to watch. But Tennessee's run offense is a lot better, about, you know, 70 yards a game better. So this will be something to watch for sure. Both these teams come in at 5-2 overall, 2-2 in the conference. So this is a big game for those standings in the East. We'll see if Kentucky can pull it off. My confidence in them is about a six. I have 6.5, 7. I actually pick Kentucky to win this game. I don't think Tennessee's in a good spot after what happened to them at Alabama last week, the way they blew it. I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of Heupel. I don't know how this team's going to respond to that, and if it's going to be very well. So I'm not the biggest Heupel supporter, and you know, I think that Tennessee is a good team. I just don't know if they're going to be able to get the job done on the road once again after you're coming off a tough rivalry game loss where you blew a 20-7 lead. So give me Kentucky, and I'm taking them. I picked them in Roundup. Again, make sure you guys check out Roundup. But yeah, so that wraps up today's video. That is our upset alerts for the week. I hope you guys enjoyed that for week 9. You know, we'll have that back again for week 10. But I appreciate all of you guys watching. Make sure you like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know what games you're looking at as potential upset alerts. Let me know which games you're looking forward to the most this week as well. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. I appreciate all of you guys watching, and we'll see you guys next week.